This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to The Weekend, Larry Richard, Big Game Morning Show. In less than 2 weeks now, we've been waiting a long time for the U.S. Open coming back to Oakmont for a record 10th time, and we are honored to have the man, Senior Director of the U.S. Open, Timothy Lloyd. Tim, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
When we met, last year, you had already, prior to that, been working on this Open. How long a process is it?
It depends on the site we go to, but someplace like Oakmont where we have more familiarity, it's usually about 3 or 4 years that we work on an event. Some of the ones we haven't been to, like in LA, Los Angeles Country Club, will be closer to 5 or 6 years. But I came out starting in about 2022 in earnest, begin working on the 2025 Open.
Well, spending so much time at Pittsburgh, how do you like us so far?
I really love it here. I've spent a lot of time here. I was here for the 2016 U.S. Open for a couple of years. My brother and his wife live in Fox Chapel. It's a great place. The weather has not been great, I will tell you that. Everything else, though, really good.
Speaking of, you're right. The people are very friendly, but our weather hasn't been terrific, and hopefully that'll be the case where you get a break 2 weeks from now. However, that storm that came through, we saw it became an iconic image because those infrastructures, those suites and everything that were built around the golf course, some of them, you lost the roof, and is everything back up, ready to go?
Yeah, I'm actually standing out here by our trophy club right now. We did lose it in the storm. Something that I've never seen. I've seen happen in pictures, but not in person. Tent was unfinished, so it was a little more prone to some of the winds, but we got it rebuilt in about 12 days, and we're back on schedule. So fortunately, no one was hurt. Everything really went unscathed. There was about another 100 structures up that had no damage. That one kind of caught it. And again, fortunately, no one was hurt, and we're back where we need to be.
Yeah, amen. And that's the most important part. All right, that said, the logistics. I know this is a Herculean effort to try to figure out how to get people back and forth to the course. So in general, where do you direct people to get the details on how to do that?
Any information about the Open, I'd go to usopen.com. We have a Know Before You Go FAQ page that has details around parking, transportation, public safety, prohibited items list, et cetera. On that would be directions about Monroeville Mall and Heartwood Acres is our two general parking lots, and we will shuttle everybody in from those two locations. We also would direct and working with the likes of Uber and the other rideshare and passenger drop-offs to consolidate that around the 10th Street Elementary School up in Oakmont Borough. But between those three, it's kind of our general transportation operation, and I encourage people to utilize those resources.
We're with Tim Lloyd, Senior Director of the U.S. Open. And Tim, how many people do you estimate will be coming every day? Obviously, it builds for Saturday and Sunday in particular, but overall, what kind of crowds are we expecting?
Yeah, we'll see about 200,000 throughout the whole week come through the gates. I would say about 80% of that is guests and ticket buyers and corporate clients, and we have another 20% that's more functional, whether it's our broadcast, our volunteers, our players, our staff. About 200,000 will come through the gates throughout the course of the 7 days.
And I'm curious, for people that don't know, a Open is different than maybe if they don't follow golf very closely, because it's literally open for qualifying amateurs too, like we saw with our own Neil Shipley last year at the Open.
Yeah, we like to call it the ultimate meritocracy. If you're good enough and you can qualify and get in, you can play and win. And that's the beauty of it. It's, we had over 10,200 entrants and applications for the U.S. Open this year, which is the most in history. And then that's narrowed down to a smaller group that qualifies, goes through local qualifying into sectional qualifying. Our sectional qualifiers are Monday, June 2nd. So call it golf's longest day with a series of qualifiers around the U.S. And after those on Monday, June 2nd, the rest of our field will be filled to make the 156 players that'll play.
So a little drama coming up this Monday already.
Yeah, no, it's a 36-hole qualifier. Again, there's over 10 sites around the country, and it's really a cool event. You see some people that, you know, just are able, you know, like I said, amateurs that just have a great day, and they're able to get in the U.S. Open field, and they go from qualifying for the U.S. Open maybe out in, say, Oregon or California late night on Monday, and they got to figure out how to get to Pittsburgh and play golf in 7 days to try to win a U.S. Open. It's pretty neat.
What makes Oakmont so special and challenging to these extraordinarily talented pros and amateurs?
It's one of the cathedrals of the game, as we say. It's got so much history. It was designed over 100 years ago to be a championship test, to be a tough test. I think that what you'll see out here, the rough is lush, it's thick. The fairways are going to be firm. The greens are going to be firm and fast. And they all just make for great conditions that require excellent shot making. And I think hard to predict how the weather will play out. But if we get firm and fast, you're going to see a real ball striker win this at this U.S. Open. You've got to keep it the fairway. You got to hit greens. Otherwise, it's going to be really hard to recover.
Tim, I really appreciate you've been very gracious with your time. And we'll talk maybe one more time before. Thank you this morning, and good luck. And we'll keep our fingers crossed for some great weather.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. There he goes. Oh, Tim, that was a great shot. Senior director of the U.S. Open Championship coming to Oakmont in less than 2 weeks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.